Welcome to the Solid Man Podcast. I'm your host, Ken Curry, licensed marriage and family therapist. SolidMan.com is an ongoing conversation designed to empower men to master the art of being a man. Welcome, gentlemen. Now we're on lesson 15. This is, again, answering the question number 5, where am I going? And so this is creating the life you want. So, creating the life you want. So here's the couple quotes at the beginning of this. First one is by Dietrich Bonhoeffer. Quote, "The pursuit of purity is not about the suppression of lust, but about the reorientation of one's life to a larger goal." Unquote. The second one is by Anonymous. I think I might have should have had this one for the void, but here it is. Quote, "Adversity introduces a man to himself." Unquote. I just like both those quotes. They might not necessarily fit with what we're talking about, creating the life that you want, but they're good quotes. So, creating the life you want. The next two exercises are going to lead you through answering core question number 5, where am I going? This final question helps you to discover your purpose in life and to begin to create the life you want. Now that you've discovered your true source, identified your true name, and understand more clearly what you need and want in life, it's time to take this on the road. A man has been designed for expansiveness, to engage and penetrate the world with life, love, and goodness. The way that you do this is unique to each man. The purpose of your life and design of your personal constitution is your own. This ongoing journey is an exciting excursion into your soul to discover your passions about how you would like to influence your world. Since up to this point, our energy has been used up trying to please others or to prove yourself, we have never had the chance to look deeply at our purpose and how we would like our lives to go. This is a beautiful opportunity to begin to develop your life into what you want it to be. You have the power and ability to follow those passions that have been deeply hidden in your internal places for way too long. Core practice number 5. Creating the life you want. The practice of creating involves becoming intentional in your life. You will no longer have the posture of a victim, and you will break free from shame and penance. You will become a creator. You're not a victim. You're a creator. You will take an active role in your life in creating the life you want and becoming the man you want to be. Creating is actively and intentionally creating an environment of adventure, safety, love, and acceptance, and creating connected, honest relationships, all while having a life in strong masculinity. Creating will give you the strength to develop your career and to become more intentional about your purpose and life goals. Creating the life you want allows you a wonderful opportunity to look deeply into your hopes and dreams. You will be able to discover your purpose or calling in your life. With a clear purpose, you will be able to engage with more influence than you ever thought possible. You will begin to build a life with men who are co-travelers on the path with you. Developing your Mount Rushmore is a huge part of this work. At least 4 men who are on the journey with you. Let's get started on answering these questions and making these shifts in your life. Creating. When God created, it is said that he created ex nihilo. In Latin, ex nihilo means out of nothing. There was nothing there, no resources to build from, no matter, no energy to start things off. He made something out of nothing. He started with his imagination and made it so. Great works of art and literature are created in the same fashion. Michelangelo envisioned David in the stone and then made him appear. Tolkien created an entire world with culture, history, and language when he imagined Middle-earth and then wrote it into existence. This happens with family as well. The love my wife and I came together to create our three kids out of nothing. They were not there and did not exist without our act of creation. And it was a fun act at that. Our ability to create out of nothing is our greatest challenge and one of humankind's most godly endeavors. Every man has been called to be like God in creation, to create something out of nothing. If we are not creating, we are not living. Creation core concepts. Creating requires desire, imagination, risk, ownership, and intention. Creating also requires that we are able to overcome powerlessness, passivity, and victimhood. We must claim an influential driving role in our lives and make the changes we want in order to have the life that we desire. Wanting and desire. In order to create, you must be aware of the deep desires and wants that exist in your heart. Your emotional processes will guide you toward knowledge of what you want. Spend time in contemplation considering what you want or what you desire in your life. What do you desire? What do your longings tell you about what you would love to have in your life? Imagination and vision. Your imagination is one of the most important parts of creating. You will need to visualize what you want and where you want to be in your life. Sometimes this is called your dreams. So what do you dream of? What do you imagine would be the life that you want? If life was the best you could imagine, what would be going on? Risk and fearlessness. Often, the reason we fail to achieve our dreams and we quit, let me say that again. Often, the reason we fail to achieve our dreams and quit pursuing is fear. We become afraid of not getting what we dream of, so we give up in the face of resistance. To create, we must fearlessly face the risk of failing. If we don't risk it and give it a good attempt, we'll never have a chance of achieving our dreams. In what ways does fear paralyze you? And what risks do you wish you had taken? Ownership and responsibility. Boyish men defer responsibility to others and fail to take ownership of their own life. Ownership requires that you take the lead in your own life to make things happen. Ownership calls you out to do things, to take action, and never have any excuses. It's taking accountability for your actions, whether good or bad. Accountability is one of the muscles of creation. So where have you deferred to others, and how could you take more ownership in your life? How have you kept yourself from accountability? Intention and action. Creating requires intention, or the active movement toward a goal. You have to have a plan. You have to know what steps you will need to take in order to accomplish your goal. You will need to be active and undaunted in your movement. Creating takes drive. Jean-Luc Picard, he's the captain from the Enterprise, Star Trek Next Generation. He always had a line. Once a plan was made, he would always say, "Make it so." His decisiveness and intention is a great model for us as we begin to create the life we want. So what has kept you from making it so? And what do you need in order to be intentional? Here's some creation muscle categories. Leading. In order to create, you must be able to be the leader of your own life. You must take the steering wheel and drive the bus of your own life. Leading requires you to want. You can't lead if you don't want. You must gain the ability to discover your wants or desires and then make those happen. Many men believe it's selfish to want. Maybe, but it's a legitimate selfishness. If you consider others in the equation, like creating environments of love, safety, and caring, you're good to go. You cannot lead by deferring to others. I'll say that again. You cannot lead by deferring to others. So in what ways are you driving the bus? Or how are you deferring leadership? Next concept is penetration. This may seem like an odd category, but stay with me. A man has literally been made and designed to penetrate. Physically, your body, especially your penis, is made for penetrating. Penetration is the process of moving into open space and creating life. Creating life is a profound privilege. So, penetrate the world and plant seeds of life. Many men immaturely misuse the sacred aspect of masculinity by abusing others for pleasure or objectification, bringing pain and death instead of life. Solid masculinity is designed to enter the world and to plant seeds of life and goodness. So how have you used this sacred privilege for abuse? And how will you use it for life? Presence. Men have been designed to be present. Being present is to be in the moment, not regretting the past or worrying about the future. Presence requires physically and emotionally filling the space that you are presently in. Presence requires openness, strength, and confidence. You know when a solid man enters the room and is present. Everyone knows he is there. Our challenge is to observe internal and external realities in real time, right now. Eckhart Tolle says nothing else exists but the present. So in what ways do you get caught up in your brain with worry or regret? Voice. Our ability to verbally speak is one of our most influential gifts. A man who speaks into his world through his voice is rare and extraordinary. Our voice is the ability to create life in beautiful and spectacular ways. Many men have been silenced by fear and shame, thus losing significant pathways to creating. Your voice is actually the most powerful part of you. I'll say it again. Your voice is the most powerful part of you. Our voice is the primary tool for blessing others, creating connections, setting boundaries, telling stories, and speaking truth. It's easily the most powerful part of any man. So how has your voice been silenced? And how can you begin to speak more clearly? Integrity. In order to influentially create change in your world, let me start over again. In order to influentially create change in your world, you must have integrity. Not just the ability to be honest, but you must have inner structure, wholeness, and a solid that is required to live a life of freedom, where you are owned by no one. When we forget who we really are and allow ourselves to be controlled or owned by someone or something, we absolutely lose our ability to create the life we choose and desire. Our frame of integrity is the foundation of freedom to create. So in what ways have you lost integrity or allowed someone or something to own you. Obstacles to creating. Many of us have lost our ability to influence our world, to actually make changes. Here are some examples of various obstacles or pitfalls where we lose creative ability. Powerlessness and victimhood. In order to have influence in your life, you'll need to overcome powerlessness and victimhood in your life. If those things still cling to you, you'll need to get that resolved before you can begin creating the life you want. Powerlessness is a posture where you have limited influence over your own choices and direction in your own life. It's taking a one down posture where you neither recognize your abilities to influence nor your internal strength. Since every man has strength, powerlessness is a choice to roll over in submission. How can you overcome powerlessness? Victims believe they are being thwarted intentionally by the world or by people. Victimhood is feeling like everyone is out to get you, or they've already got you. The victim waits for the other shoe to drop, with a posture of frozenness and pity, molded with apathy and despair. Victimhood is a posture of being done to, quite counter to the concepts of masculinity. Rather than doing life, life is done to them. The masculine, on the other hand, does life. Victimhood does not look good on any man. And the victim is the opposite of the creator. Manhood is not the opposite of victimhood, a victimizer, but a strong protector of innocence and peace. So how have you had the victim posture or victim belief? How can you defeat victimhood? Next category is consumerism. This is actually one of the most devious obstacles to creating, since it's a significant part of our culture in America. Americans are trained to be consumers. It's a significant part of our economic system. Remember what we were told after 9/11? Don't let the terrorists win. Keep on spending. To beat this idea, we must recognize it and intentionally be different to take a posture of creator and not a consumer. Here's a long quote from Breton McKay from The Art of Manliness. Quote, "Boys are consumers. When they're young, their parents set up their experiences for them. Their only job is to sit back and enjoy it. They live in their parents' house, eat their parents' food, use their parents' stuff. Their free time is used in amusement. They consume their parents' resources and are passive and taken care of. They make little or no impact on the world and have little ownership of their own lives. They are dependent. The problem is that many men aren't outgrowing this passive role. Instead of creating, they go on consuming. They may not depend on mom and dad anymore, although sadly they often do, but they're still dependent on stuff for their happiness. Consuming clothes, movies, video games, cars, parties, fast food, and even travel to make them happy. They live only for their own pleasures and amusements." Unquote. Again, that was Brett McKay from The Art of Manliness. A consumer is a user. He's an objectifier. He uses others only for his own pleasure. He absorbs the energy and life from others for his own use. He takes. Now that's what true selfishness is. The posture of a creator is 180 degrees different than a consumer. The creator gives life. He creates life. He provides for and protects others. He creates and holds spaces of safety, conversation, and sacred moments. He makes beauty out of nothing. In what ways has consumerism had a hold on your life? And how can you keep consumerism from defining you? Passivity. Simply stated, passivity is the opposite of presence and penetration. passivity waits for everyone else to make the move or to do the right thing. A passive man has taken a passive posture in his world and in his life. However, a creator has taken an active and engaging role in his world. How can you be active and not passive? Silence. This is very similar to passivity, but not in our actions, but how we use our voice. As I said earlier, our voice is strong. Silence is when we do not use our voice to do what it's been designed to do. The vast majority of us have experienced fathers who were way too silent, not telling us who we truly are and what we're capable of. Fathering has suffered significantly because of silence. Some have also said that the silence of Adam was the main element in the fall of mankind in Genesis. Adam was right there with Eve when she was tempted and when she was choosing, and he said nothing. He could have said something like, "Hey, wait a minute, is this true?" Or, "Hold on, that's not what God said." Anything would have worked, even just simply, "No." Adam's silence is a profound metaphor for all men since then as well. The more we are silent, the more unhealthy behavior goes on in the world. The more we are silent, the less truth is known, and the more lies are believed. Earlier, I talked about how powerful our voice is. It is then true how devastating our silence is. Both silence and passivity have been referenced as the key principle that allowed the Nazi Holocaust to transpire. Millions of good Germans remained silent and passive during Hitler's rise to power. Not all were silent. Like, who'd I quote at the beginning? Dang, man, why am I forgetting? Oh, let me go back. No, I can't. I just really messed that one up. Anyway, I'll get it to the end. Their tongues were owned by fear. Man, I apologize for the last little bit there. I was totally forgetting. So in what ways can you beat silence in your life? And how would your voice be a powerful part of creating the life that you want? Dietrich Bonhoeffer was who I was trying to think of, who wasn't silent. He was actually killed before the war was over. It's a pretty powerful story of one guy who was not silent. Shame. The secrecy that comes from feeling like a mistake, that you feel unworthy, is profound. Shame shuts every part of your creativity down. It keeps you silent, frozen, and pathetic. It disintegrates you. To be a creator, you must defeat shame in your life. Still have questions about shame? Then go back to chapter 3 and take some more time on that. I don't think it's chapter 3. It's chapter 9, maybe? I think that's the one. How have you begun to kill shame in your life? Resistance. There's something else that shuts us down. It comes in many forms. It's resistance. Anything that keeps us from moving is resistance. You must find your own unique sources of resistance and destroy those. Sometimes resistance comes in the form of obstacles. Your obstacles are what makes you strong and confident. Don't work too much about destroying them, but the work is to develop the strength to overcome them and to move through them. Resistance is very similar to the void. So treat it the same way. Push through, embrace it, acknowledge it, and keep going. So what are your manifestations of resistance? And what obstacles have you had that seems like life was thwarting you, but only made you stronger? So here's our group presentation plan. So this is making your creation plan. So creating the life you want requires that you consider what you want in core parts of your life. We're going to look at personally, relationally, physically, vocationally, and spiritually. Take the time you need to consider, dream, and plan. Now, don't rush through this. This will take some time as you modify and remodify for the rest of your life. This will be something you modify and remodify for the rest of your life. So, personal areas of life have to do with your identity, your power, your maturity, your purpose, your character, your integrity, and your growth. Consider who you are, what you want to be, what your calling is, and how you want to move through life. In what ways do you want to live, influence, and be? So what do you want for yourself personally? And what will you do to make that happen? Relationally. Relational categories have to do with your marriage, your children, your family of origin, your friends, coworkers, your faith community, or your community at large. How will you build your Mount Rushmore? What would you love to see as you interact and influence your world? What do you want relationally, and what will you do to make that happen? Physically, these are the areas of life that have to do with health, sleep, nutrition, medical checkups, exercise, generally anything that has to do with self-care. This would include sexual health, aging categories, fashion, any cosmetic concern. So what do you want physically, and what will you do to make your physical components happen? Vocationally, this is about your work and career. Include categories like retirement, finances, travel, and leisure. So what do you want for your career? And what are you going to do to make it happen? It's really been fun to watch as men go through the solid man stuff, that some guys upgrade their career amazingly. So really dream a little bit. Think more, way beyond what you've thought of before. Spiritually, this is about what you want with your faith or your spiritual growth. So what do you want spiritually? What have you dreamed of? And what are you going to do to make that happen? So the obstacles. What are your main obstacles and resistance that you face as you begin to think about creating the life that you want? And what are you going to do to break through and overcome those obstacles? So now part of this is creating an action plan. So the first question is, what are the first three things that you will do to begin to implement and start creating the life that you want? So there's a section for putting three things down. Just think about it. What are the first three things? And the next one, or what are the next three things that you'll do to continue to create the life you want? What are the three dreams that you have that you would love to have in your life as you create the life that you want? So just add those to it. This is going to be an ongoing thing. So have fun with it. Dream a little bit. Talk to people. And kind of think of stuff that you've wanted for your whole life that you've kind of hidden or kept down. And there's a couple books and resources for this. One is called The War of Art by Stephen Pressfield. And this book is about facing resistance as you develop your abilities of creating. And then The Power of TED. And this is by David Emerald. It's a short book, and it brilliantly outlines the difference in the mindset of a victim and the creator. And it makes completely differing worldviews. So that's creating the life that you want. Guys, this is, again, it's the first part of answering the big question, where am I going? That's kind of, we're going to wrap up soon with the main questions. This is just, it's a great journey, guys. I want you to be able to have a life where you're just living full and wholehearted and just moving into some really cool space in your life. So with that, I will talk to you soon. Thanks.